Garland deals to Porter, fakes a three, got Robinson in the air, down the lane, double clutches and lays it in.
Kevin Porter Jr. la rebota con su derecha, lanza el triple, ¡pow! 25 puntos para el novato.
Working on Dragic. Deals off to Nance, he floats, he missed it, loose ball, tip, Love puts it up, and he puts it in.
Garland se va a levantar, busca la penetración, pone en el aire a Dragic y la pone dos, sí señor.
Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
Trailing 99-80 heading into the fourth quarter against a team that had defeated it soundly three times this season and a team that had led by 30 at half just two nights before in Florida, the Cavaliers outscore the Heat 31-12 in the fourth quarter, Rafa, 14-8 in overtime, and roar from behind for a 125-119 victory. Welcome to Cavs HQ.
First of all, are you happy with the time split of the highlights to start the game?
What do you mean?
To start the show, because you have been complaining about mine being too long. So
yeah, you quickened yours up a little
bit.
You rolled your R, you gave a little extra R
It was an amazing night. Finally, Miami, who for seven quarters looked like it was shooting into a swimming pool.
Yeah, for, yeah.
Finally.
15 quarters.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly, you're right, yes.
Right.
Finally, look human. Duncan Robinson, who hit his five attempts in the first half, missed all of them in the second half, and we started making our shots the way basketball goes, man. The effort, the camaraderie, and the fact that the Cavaliers showed no giving up, no matter what the score is. And I think that's something that fans might think it's an old song, but it's something that you have to appreciate. Down 19 and you're still playing the ball game like you are fighting for the lead really close. And at the end of the day, you know, that's what happened.
We're going to talk a lot about Kevin Porter, who was sensational.
Yeah.
The 19-year-old rookie comes off the bench, scores 30 points and leading the way for the Cavaliers, particularly down the stretch. But I think something that cannot be overlooked and something that has been not all that good for the Cavaliers this season was the Cavs' defense.
Mm-hmm.
In that fourth quarter, they've been talking about it a lot, made some tweaks since J.B. Bickerstaff has taken over. The Cavs held the Heat to just 5 of 20 in that fourth quarter, 1 of 11 from behind the line. Obviously, that spurred the comeback, as we mentioned. The Cavs gave up only 12 points in that fourth quarter, and it was great to see the Cavs tighten the screws. And to me, you look back to what the Cavs did in D.C., on Friday. They come from behind in that game, erased a 16-point first-half deficit, trailed by 8 in the fourth quarter, came from behind. J.B. Bickerstaff rode the hot group down the stretch. He did the same thing last night in that game against Miami. What three were in common? First, Tristan Thompson, who was sensational. Larry Nance was great in both games. Let's not forget Darius Garland was on the floor for each of those games as well, and that was the bunch that led the way for the Cavaliers in both of those comebacks.
And we have talked so many times this season about the growth, and I think when you look at Kevin Porter Jr. and the last two games before last night, when he got ejected in Washington and missed all his shots in Miami, looked overpowered, looked like a lot of mismatches, but the fact that the coaching staff can actually, especially J.B. Bickerstaff, who had been working with KPJ one-on-one, the fact that they can actually get him in the right situations. And even with five fouls, John, the adjustment they made defensively for him, it is just so amazing to see how not only the coaching staff can actually do that on the fly, but also the fact that the kid has the IQ actually go with it and stay in the game, knowing how important it was, and have a career night. And we don't win that game without Kevin Porter Jr.
Yeah, so here's what Rafa's talking about. With a little over 4 minutes remaining in regulation, Kevin Porter picks up his fifth foul, okay? And he's playing ultra-aggressively on defense and has to. As Miami, anyone who's seen Miami play, they attack.
Guarding everybody.
Right, they attack. The switch that was made as he was put on a Derrick Jones. Okay, he was guarding guys in the front court. He switched off to Derrick Jones, which protected him a little bit. But he continued to defend aggressively and had to do so, had to play smart basketball, which he did the rest of the way to keep him on the floor, and he was the key. Kevin Porter finishes with 30 points on the evening, 8 rebounds, 3 on the offensive glass, 3 assists, 3 steals. He was all over the floor. I mean, it was – I mean, it was the, it's the, it really is the coming out party. I mean, and we saw, we've seen a couple earlier in the season to a lesser degree. This was a beauty when you consider not only the performance, but the way in which it was done and the Cavs comeback to win this game in OT.
I love it. And you mentioned the fact that in the last two victories, the first two for J.B. Bickerstaff, who now has a win on the road and a win here at home, he rode the horses that got him back on the game. And I like that, John, because why change something that is working so well?
I agree.
And there's no need to worry about egos. There's no need to worry about minutes. Well, and, you know, Kevin Love played the last, what, 17 minutes of the game?
Yeah, and, you know, here's what, in D.C., think about it. Who was on the bench when the Cavs came from behind? It was two veterans. Yeah. And that establishes the precedent. Hey, look, this is not personal.
We're going
is not personal. Mm-hmm. Young guys, if you're not in the game in the fourth quarter and in overtime, mm-hmm. it's not personal. It's just that this group is playing great basketball. That's the way it works in the NBA. I mean, it's that simple. This isn't personal. Don't get your feelings hurt. Let's just play the game. Let's play the game to win, and that's precisely what the Cavs did.
And for all those coaches that are coaching young guys and they may be the young players who, you know, starting and coming off the bench, just look at Tristan Thompson.
I mean,
Since Drummond came into town, he didn't say anything about it, and he's having the first four game stretch of the season.
He's been playing fantastic basketball all season long. We're going to take a break, and he's been almost even better. Coming off the bench, didn't complain at all.
And hitting threes.
Yeah, we're going to talk more Cavaliers when we come back. We also have a special guest, the head coach of the Canton Charge, Cavs NBA G League affiliate, Nate Reinking. He's coming up in the third segment in this first half hour. Pack show. Stay with us. Cavs HQ.
Say goodbye to fridge fights. True Mood chocolate milk is a win-win for moms and kids because kids love what's in it and moms love what's not. We start with fresh Ryder dairy milk with no artificial growth hormones and add just the right amount of cocoa and sugar. And True Mood does not have high fructose corn syrup. True Mood from Ryder Dairy is delicious and nutritious. That's what makes True Mood a truly good thing. There's no debate. Learn more at TrueMood.com. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
We fight for the hardworking Clevelanders. For the young and hungry playing pickup games on the playground courts. And anyone who's ever pulled on the Cavs jersey and backed us. For the love. For the legacy. For the land. Always know what you're fighting for. Be the fight.
Wednesday, February 26th, the Cavs battle the 76ers at 7 in Black Heritage Celebration, presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Tickets available now at Cavs.com.
Want to win an authentic Cavs 2016 championship ring, one Cavs autographed item, a meet and greet with a Cavs legend, a $200 Team Shop gift card, round trip airfare to Cleveland for you and a friend, hotel accommodations for two nights, and two floor seats to the Cavs versus Lakers game on March 26th? For as little as a $10 donation, enter this nationwide contest at prizeo.com/Cavs. The more you give, the more chances to win. Donate today, and this special commemorative ring from the Cavs championship could be yours.
Cirque du Soleil explores a new Frozen playground in ways that defy all expectations. Discover the world of Crystal. Let yourself be amazed by Cirque du Soleil's very first on-ice experience. Playing June 24th through 28th at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Get your tickets for Crystal now at CirqueDuSoleil.com.
You've got the ring, now you need the rest. Find it all at the 12th annual Cleveland Bridal Show at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on Sunday, March 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Get great ideas and the best deals from over 50 local vendors. See some of the latest bridal styles during the fashion show at noon presented by Catan Fashion. Tickets are just $5 in advance at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com or by calling 216-420-0000.
I like the bounce back music.
Continuing with the Jake Mike playlist.
That's maybe why I like it. Cavaliers knock off the Miami Heat in overtime last night as they come from behind to erase a 19-point deficit at the start of the fourth quarter, win the ballgame 125-119. J.B. Bickerstaff is now 2-1, and the Cavs won 3-4.
And I like the fact, you can go through numbers and do all the things. I like the fact that he's sticking around and working with KPJ before the games. The head coach of the team is working with what we all consider one of the key elements. You know, these three rookies that came in this year. And KPJ, we talked about how everybody thinks he was the steal of the draft and everything else. He knows, JB knows, that he's going to be a crucial part of this growing process. And he continues to work with him pregame, during practice. And I like the way the players are responding to him, too.
Yeah, it's been nice to see over the last couple of games. He gets asked when he takes over, you know, what kind of team do you want? What kind of presence do you want this team to have? I like what he said right off the bat. He said, every night I want the Cavs to be the most competitive team and the most unselfish team. Mm-hmm. And they have been unselfish. You know, over the last couple of games, I think they've played that out. He's said that he made a slight tweak defensively and that the Cavs would switch more mm-hmm. and switch more aggressively. And we've seen the Cavs get accustomed to that. It's taken a while. I mean, the first quarter defensively in D.C., his first, you know, one of his first games, you know, the first 12 minutes, not so good. The Cavs got better and better as that game progressed. In Miami, they struggled. Three quarters last night, not great defensively, but boy, they poured it on the fourth quarter. So stops and starts, but I think they're getting generally trending in the right direction that he wants to see, and we'll see if it continues.
But again, the message, the unspoken message, I'm sure they talked about it when they go through film, but the message to everybody is we are going to go with the players that are responding yeah. and that are helping us go through what we want to do, which is stay competitive and do run the offense, do whatever you have to do on defense, and it doesn't matter what your name in the back is. It doesn't matter what your contract, what your years in the leagues are. If you are giving me what I'm expecting, you're going to be on the court.
Cavs rallied in D.C. to beat the Wizards, also rallied last night at home to beat the Heat. All right, we're going to take a break. Straight ahead, the head coach of the Canton Charge, Nate Ranking, on Cavs HQ.
Sunday, March 1st at 3. Catch the rising stars of the NBA G League when the Cavs Canton Charge come to Cleveland to host Fort Wayne. Kids 14 and under are free with an adult ticket purchase of just $8. And there's $1 sodas and $2 hot dogs. Plus, the first 4,000 fans receive an exclusive bobblehead of Canton Hall of Famer Jim Thorpe, presented by Visit Canton. For tickets, go to rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com or the box office. Don't miss the Charge to Cleveland.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Hey all, Jimmy Hanlon here. Cleveland winters can be brutal, but with these Rustic Grill restaurant promotions, you're sure to eat and drink well. Tuesday, $7 burger night is back. Wednesday, coin flip night. Order a drink, flip a coin, call it in the air. If you get it right, the drink is on the house. Every Thursday, we have 50-cent wings and drink specials. Friday is prime time with prime rib dinner specials. And don't forget, we have live music on Saturdays. Get out of the house, have some fun, and visit the Rustic Grill in Highland Heights.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
Styles. Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the time. Love on tour. Step into the light at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, July 15th, with special guest Jenny Lewis. Get tickets now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com. The brand new album, Fine Line, is available to stream and download now. For more, check hstyles.co.uk.
At First Energy, we're putting more into tomorrow so you can get the most out of today by investing in a smarter, stronger, safer grid and innovative technology that improves reliability. But most of all, we're investing in our people, The dedicated men and women who work each and every day to bring you a brighter future where energy is smarter and living is better. See their stories and more at firstenergycorp.com.
And we welcome you back to Cavs HQ, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito. Rafa, have you seen this? The Wisconsin Herd head coach, Chase Buford. Did you see what took place the other night?
He had a little outburst?
Yeah, he had a bit of an outburst. He was not happy about the officiating in a particular game, and he was given a 2-game suspension. It came out right before the Cavs took the floor against the Heat yesterday. He referred to the officials as cheaters at one point. I don't know how many games you can get in the NBA G League, but if he would have gotten 5 games, would not have surprised me whatsoever.
I wonder what they did to him.
Well, who? The officials? Well, I mean, his team blew a big lead in the fourth quarter,
well,
and he wasn't.
I guess his players are the ones.
Yeah, he was not particularly pleased. The 2 games for Chase Buford. With that, we're going to invite in one of our featured guests for the show. Canton Charge, the NBA G League affiliate, of course, of the Cleveland Cavaliers head coach, Nate Ranking. Nate, great to have you with us. Thanks for taking the time to join us. How are you?
I'm great. I appreciate you having me on.
Of course. Hey, just a little bit of advice from Cavs HQ. The thing that Chase Buford did, don't do that.
Well, I was trying to be smart enough. We blew a 35-point lead about 2
right.
Whoa!
Right, I know.
I'm just smart enough to not be on camera when I do it.
Hey, I know your suspension count is 0 for the season. What's your technical count right now for the year?
It's just at 1.
What?
But I imagine our players, we may be leading the league right now in technicals.
So they're the ones picking up the
teams. Are you the type of head coach that tells your assistant, you make sure you get the technicals?
Yes.
So Nate,
I'm trying to save money.
Yeah, smart man. So, hey, great stuff. I mean, your team's playing some great basketball right now. A lot of nice individual stories, a 24-13 record, 3rd place in the Eastern Conference, a big game coming up here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse that we're going to talk about in just a moment. But give us the state of affairs right now down there in Canton. From what we've seen, it's been a great season. Obviously, the relationship between the Cavs and the Charge is sensational. How's it been from your perspective?
This has been a great year. Solid performance by the guys from start until now. The G League season's always a roller coaster, up and down with players going here and there.
Sure, yeah.
But overall, everybody's bought in. They enjoy playing with each other. And, it's been fun to coach these guys. They really enjoy each other. And then you can see that, translate to the court.
You mentioned, Nate, the going up and down. You know, in our case, we have Matt Mooney and Dean Wade have been joining us. You know, a couple of guys were given 10-day contracts. How difficult is that for you as a head coach to keep everybody in tune with what you guys are trying to do down in Canton, but at the same time, obviously, you want these guys to get these opportunities to come, not only spend some time at the NBA level, but also see if it's just the right opportunity comes at the right time for them.
Yes, it's difficult, but it's part of the job down here, and we get complete joy out of seeing our guys get moved up. I mean, that's what I feel my purpose is here as a coach, is just trying. While we're trying to develop and trying to win here, we're also trying to get these guys to the level of play they want to be at. And that's usually, the dream is to get to the NBA. So when you see you guys leave, we celebrate. Now the challenge is to try and keep the rhythm. And usually, like I said, this year we've got a bunch of great guys. And when guys leave and go up, to take those opportunities, they step up, and it's the next man up, and they've been great about that. They've really produced when we needed them.
We're talking to head coach Nate Ranking of the Canton Charge, the NBA G League affiliate of the Cavs. Nate, I think it's a testament to you. I mean, you talk about that unity and the chemistry. That's not all that common at the G League level. I think that's a testament to you and your coaching staff for what you've been able to do. For those of our fans who are wondering, Nate, in terms of systems, okay, do you – at that level, play exactly the same system as what these guys are going to play at the NBA level here with the Cavaliers? Or do you have some leeway in terms of being able to, dictate to what is best for your particular personnel down there with the Charge?
Well, the Cavs are fantastic about allowing our staff to go through training camp with Cleveland.
Right.
So what we try and do is implement everything the same philosophy, same culture, a lot of the same set. So when, you know, when people like Wade and Mooney go back and forth, they're able to just step right in, and everything's translated the same way. It's easy for them both ways.
Right.
There's a little leeway down here where I try and, you know, you try and do your own thing. Depending on our personnel here, I'll throw a lot of different stuff in that I think fits here. But overall, as long as they can, you know, go back and forth and be comfortable with both systems, that's the main thing. You know, the biggest thing we're here for is to support the Cavs in the direction they're going. So that's the biggest thing that we try and do down here.
Growth has been something that has been mentioned all the time when we talk about the Cavs this year as well. And obviously at the G League level, you have a bunch of guys, all of them, trying to make that jump, you know, trying to get that little thing that they're missing, I guess, in order to be at the level. And you mentioned the guys that have been moving up from Canton to Cleveland. But also you have a couple of guys that made the jump to represent Team USA as they try to qualify for the U.S. Olympic team. That has to be also a good testament to what we are doing down there in Canton.
Yeah. Like I said, we're trying to, you know, play together, share the ball, you know, make your teammates better. And that's a huge thing, especially in the international game. As you watch it, it's a lot of ball movement. You know, the lanes, the rules are a little bit different. The lanes pack. So, you know, the game's different. We, you know, my background was, you know, 15, 16 years in Europe,
right.
Coach a little bit over there. So I try and put my spin a little bit on it, just from my background and the way they play over there. And, you know, you teach them the NBA way first and foremost, because that's, you know, the ultimate dream. But there's, it doesn't matter what level, there's a right way to play, and we just try and put that in here.
It was Levi Randolph and JP McCura who have just returned from those U.S. team qualifiers, coached, by the way, by Mike Fratello. Yeah, so Nate and the Charge will be at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse Sunday at 3 o'clock tip against the Fort Wayne Mad Ants. Before that, tonight, College Park Skyhawks. Then Saturday, 2 o'clock tip against the Capital City Go-Go. Make sure you go get your tickets to see the Charge. Nate, before we let you go, just your general thoughts, if you would, about the synergy and the combination between the Cavaliers and the Charge. Obviously, now the geographical advantages are huge and are apparent. The Cavs and the Charge are able to exchange players so quickly and so easily in terms of that geographical distance. But what's your take on how this relationship has been, particularly on you as the head coach of the G League team?
It's been unreal, from the front office to the coaching staff in Cleveland to, you know, our staff here in Canton. It's really, we're trying to move in the same direction. And like I said, we're here for the Cavs, trying to support them in any which way. And if they want to use us as, you know, to get their certain players ready to go up to them, that's what we're here for. That's first and foremost. And, but, you know, the access they give us, the Cavs in the training camp and after the season and through the summer, it just makes it a big family, and we're just trying to move in the same direction. So it's been unreal as a coach to be here.
Well, Nate, you're doing a heck of a job. We'll see you here on Sunday. We'll also see you after your season ends up here with the Cavaliers. Keep it up, man. Congratulations.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. Our thanks to Coach Nate Ranking, the head coach of the Canton Charge, the Cavaliers NBA G League affiliate. Having a heck of a year, Rafa.
And by the way, speaking of the access that he just mentioned, on Sunday, not only are they going to be playing at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, but everybody that comes in, the first 4,000 fans are going to get a bobblehead,
right,
of Canton Hall of Famer Jim Thorpe. You know I'm big about giveaways. Not only that, children 14 and under come in free with an adult with a purchase ticket starting at $8.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
And that's not it.
That's not it.
Sodas for $1 and hot dogs for $2. So why not come and see the future stars of the NBA at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse?
He did that all by memory. I'm sitting here looking at the ad. It is. It's $1 Pepsi products, $2 Sugar Dare hot dogs, the first 4,000 get an exclusive bobblehead of Canton legend and Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Thorpe. He does love his giveaways. The other two games, tonight, the Charge are at home against College Park. It's a Wednesday, Ohio Lottery scratch-off giveaway presented by Ohio Lottery. Saturday. They take on the Charge, take on the Capital City Go-Go. We Are Canton t-shirt giveaway to the first 2,500 fans.
And tickets available at rockandmortgagefieldhouse.com or at the box office.
Yes, Canton. We Are Canton t-shirt
giveaway. I'll be one of the first 4,000 fans because I need that bubblehead.
First 2,500 presented by Terminix Commercial. Will you let me read the ad, please? Fun times. There's a fun brand of basketball. Nate hasn't playing well, too. But geez, you want to talk about a job that's not easy. We see it up here with players coming in and out of the lineup. You can multiply that by 5 or 10.
Sometimes he might not even know
right. This is not an easy job. Easy, not an easy – particularly to keep your team afloat, you know, let alone keep your team together with that chemistry in the locker room.
I think it takes – we talk about the stars. For him also, I think it's going to be a great learning experience. Have to manage whatever personnel he has available and different styles. Every night he got to deal with you know, sometimes Matt Mooney and Dean Wade are here. The other day, Dean Wade scored 32 points, and then he comes back up here. So,
You want
players and coaches are all going through the learning process.
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about putting hair on your chest. That's how you do it. Jordy Fernandez did it for a couple of seasons. Now Jordy's an assistant with Denver. Nate Tibbetts was a terrific NBA G League coach. Now he's the right-hand man of Terry Stotts with Portland. So it's a launching ground not only for players but for coaches alike. And Nate Reinking is doing a whale of a job. We will step away and be back with more after this on Cavs HQ.
Every time you show up, every time you make your presence heard, whether you're here for the memories that last a lifetime or the dance that happens just once a year, whether you ride for the Cinderella or go all in for the legendary comeback, however you choose to be a fan during March Madness, you make the game.
The road to the Final Four goes through Cleveland. The NCAA men's basketball first and second rounds, March 20th and 22nd at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Visit ncaa.com/mbbtickets to get your seats today.
You've got the ring, now you need the rest. Find it all at the 12th annual Cleveland Bridal Show at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on Sunday, March 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Get great ideas and the best deals from over 50 local vendors. See some of the latest bridal styles during the fashion show at noon presented by Catan Fashions. Tickets are just $5 in advance at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com or by calling 216-420-0000.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Hey, basketball fans, the Charge return to the Civic Center Saturday, February 29th as they host the Capital City Go-Go for an afternoon matchup on We Are Canton Day as they salute some of the many local heroes from the Canton area. Plus, the first 2,000 fans receive a We Are Canton t-shirt presented by Terminix Commercial. Tickets start at just $8 at CantonCharge.com and the Civic Center. Experience the excitement of Charge basketball. We Are Canton.
Say goodbye to fridge fights. True Mood Chocolate Milk is a win-win for moms and kids because kids love what's in it and moms love what's not. We start with fresh Ryder dairy milk with no artificial growth hormones and add just the right amount of cocoa and sugar. And True Mood does not have high fructose corn syrup. True Mood from Ryder Dairy is delicious and nutritious. That's what makes True Mood a truly good thing. There's no debate. Learn more at TrueMood.com. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
This month is part of the Read to Achieve program presented by Cleveland Cliffs. The Cavaliers hosted a fourth grade class from Green Valley Elementary School in Parma for the new Wine and Gold Era event at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Students took a trip back in time with Cavs in arena host Ahmad Crump for a head-to-head competition of Are You Smart Like a Fourth Grader against members of the Powerhouse Dance Team and the Scream Team. As the 2000s came to a close, each student left with a special Cavs swag bag and tickets to an upcoming home game to cheer on the Wine and Gold. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. When we come back, we'll have Joe Gabriel. We'll also hear from head coach J.B. Bickerstaff. That's right here on Cavs HQ.
Come on,
Can you imagine trying to sing this song when you didn't speak English? Hey, little bop. Hey, about a hill, little bop.
You wish you had some meat.
Bow, bow, bow. Joe Gabriel's here on Cavs HQ. John, Rafa, and Joe. Joe, good to see you as always.
Great to see you guys.
Your Cavaliers are playing some pretty good basketball. At least they did in the fourth quarter last night.
Yeah.
And overtime as they come from behind for the victory, trailing 99-80 heading into the fourth quarter. What have you liked over the last couple of games since the break, Joseph?
Well, I mean, the thing I like the most is the bench right now. Tristan, Kevin Porter, Larry Nance in any role. I've loved him, and, you know, I mean, he's really stepped up. So, I mean, there's a lot to like. There's a lot to like. I like JB. I like that he's riding lineups. You know, if they're hot, you know, if he rides them. You know, Colin, again, he was great in the fourth quarter in Washington. Last night, he's had the fourth quarter for the most part. So, you know, I like JB. Be strong with that role, and that's fine.
And that's what I take out the most, the unspoken message. So he's going with the horses that get that got him back. And there's no reason to change. And it doesn't matter who's on the floor. You're going to play the whole time until something happens that I need to make a change, and that's it.
That's part of it. I mean, if the goal is development, that's part of development. The young guy, you know, if you're playing well, you play. If you don't, you have to relinquish that role to a guy who's playing well. So that's part of growth. So I'm fine with it. I hope the guys are good with it.
Here is JB Bickerstaff after the come from behind victory last night over the Heat.
You know, he puts the work in, but I mean, he's talented, you know what I mean? And it's with him, it's a lot about the experience, but it's the confidence too. And you know, once he got comfortable and he got going, there's not many plays that he can't make. And you know, the bonus for us is he cares about both sides of the ball. Because down the stretch, you know, you saw him defending. He was switching on bigger guys. And, you know, to have the wherewithal as a young kid to play, you know, that amount of minutes with five fouls. And he wasn't giving up things, you know, so that people could score, so he could stay on the floor. He was playing solid defense. He was just helping. He was in the right spot, playing great position defense so that he could help us on both ends of the floor.
Playing with the fouls, does that show you growth and maturity? Because would that have happened earlier on in the season?
Right. I mean, I think it's, you know, you think about Friday, you know, and picking up the fouls and letting the emotions get the best of him, and then coming out here, right? And there were some questionable calls on him, but it didn't change him, you know, so that is growth. And that's what this thing is about. You know, we keep talking about development. 15 guys have different stages of development, but all of them have room for growth. And that's a big step for KP.
Because you're so the athletic, JB, going off of that, KP's played minutes earlier on in the season, in those closing minutes, but struggled. But tonight had a different experience. What did you see? How have you seen that growth in the closing minutes he's had?
I think it's important for all of our young guys. You know, we've haven't been fortunate enough to be in a lot of tight games, but any experience you get in the tight games is huge for you. The most difficult thing to do in this league is learn how to win. And having experience in the fourth quarter in tight games helps. One of the things we are, you know, fortunate is that we have veterans on this team. Obviously, you know, the champions and Tristan and K-Love, you know, they're a steady influence. And they were allowing, you know, KP to go and play. You know, they were there to support him. They were there to help him. But they saw what was going on, and they weren't hindering him. They were giving him confidence to let him go.
Spencer Davies, Basketball Insiders. In the last two of three wins you've had, arguably your best play in the fourth quarter. It was two different lineups, though, that brought you back and played gritty that way defensively. What did you see just in those two different lineups and what they brought to the table? And a lot of people would call it unconventional to play Nance, right. You know, Thompson and Love.
I mean, you know, that's what we're trying to build here. And we talked about it after that Wizards game is – you know, we're going to call on different people, and on any different night, it can be your night, but our expectations are that you play that way, and you get after it and compete and play with a toughness and a physicality, you know, both you know, physically and mentally, you know, where you're getting after it and you're competing and you're pulling for your teammates, and that's where we are, you know, with these two different groups, but, you know, the attitude, the mentality was the same. And that's what we're trying to build here where, you know, we don't have to wait till fourth quarters to kind of turn that up. We want it to be, you know, a 15-man-like mindset where we're all on the floor, and whatever opportunity we get, whether it's 2 minutes or 40 minutes, we're going out there and we're playing that style of ball.
And specifically with Larry, is he somebody that has that grit determination that you think can set an example for the rest of the guys?
Yeah, he takes challenges. And, you know, tonight, playing him at the three, we hadn't done it before, obviously, in the short period of time. Like, we hadn't practiced it. We hadn't, you know, any of those things. But, you know, just knowing his competitive nature, we felt like we needed to have him on the floor. So we put him out there on the floor. He did a great job of chasing perimeter players who were knocking down shots early. But he put his body on them. He was physical with them. And he took those guys out of the game. So, you know, when you can put him on the floor at different positions and be versatile, you know, it gives you an advantage. You know, that size with him at the three and KP at the two, you know, I mean, that makes a big difference on what you can do defensively.
So on the same side, George.
George Thomas, the Appermican Journal. What were you saying to Kevin throughout the game? Was there anything in particular, just encouragement or what?
Yeah, just keep going. You know what I mean? I think with him, you know, words aren't always the answer, but you keep putting the ball in his hands, and he starts to feel that. And, you know, we started calling plays for him, and he could feel it from his teammates too. And I think that's even more encouraging. It's like, you know, as a coach, where you can just kind of step back and let those guys sit in the huddle and have those conversations. And then when they're on the floor, like, no matter what happens, when it was positive or if it was negative, and they were there for them. You know, when some of those calls happened, you know, that we thought may have been a little bit questionable, I didn't have to say anything to KP. You know, Larry was there, Tristan was there, Kevin was there, you know, to get him, you know, back where we needed him to be, because they knew we needed him. And, like, that's the most important thing, is like watching these guys together, how they pull for one another, how they help one another. Like, as a coach, that's what you want. You want that leadership from come from inside the locker room. And then when you have to do your part, you do yours. But, you know, their peers' voice means a lot to them, so it's great to have that for them.
Down front, Chris.
Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com. JB, so much of what is talked about with you guys is big picture. So when you talk about the big picture, do you see Larry Nance Jr. as evolving into some version of a three?
I mean, I think he's versatile enough where on nights we need him to be that, he can. You know, he's ball skilled enough where he can play on the perimeter. He shoots it well enough where he can play on the perimeter. He defends well enough where he can be on the perimeter. So that's not out of the question. And again, you know, we talked about it earlier, you know, being able to play with different lineups and then being able to play different styles of basketball when you play with those different types of lineups.
Cameron.
Cameron Fields, Cleveland.com. JB, you talk about the young guys getting experience late in the game. What was it like seeing Darius have some big buckets in regulation and overtime as well?
I mean, that's what this is about, right? But what we keep talking to our guys about development. Our development plan isn't just about them as individuals, right? Our development plan is how we become a better basketball team. So, you know, we don't want to see guys just get gaudy numbers and say that's improvement and that's development. We want to be the type of team that continues to develop over the season and then into the future. So, you know, how do we put Darius in position to make plays that impact winning? And that's what we saw tonight. Is he made plays that impacted winning, and that's the type of stuff that we need to see, and that's development, that's growth.
And then also, too, just what do you think of his development with Kevin Porter Jr.? You know, they're good friends, just their, you know, development together as a backcourt.
I mean, I think, you know, the sky's the limit for both of them, and I think they're really good together as well. So that pairing is really good. Colin is really good. Like, I think our future at the guard spot is really bright, and they can all play with one another, and they all complement one another, and they enjoy playing with each other. So, you know, again, it's our responsibility as coaches to help them get better, put them in position to be successful. But, like, when they've got that natural bond, like, that makes it so much easier because they push each other. They want to see each other get better, and they want to help one another too.
Last one, Kelsey.
JB, working with Kevin Porter throughout the season, his, you know, decision and his shot selection has kind of been up and down throughout the season. But tonight, you know, he made some really good decisions. How have you seen that part of his game grow and, you know, kind of culminate tonight?
Well, I think with him, it's about opportunity. You know, he is an offensive-minded player, right? Like, his ability to score the ball is what he's done his whole entire life. So, you know, if he goes stretches where he doesn't get shots, then he feels like he's got to press a little bit. So, you know, the more he's involved in, you know, I shouldn't even say it's about getting shots. It's about being involved on the offensive end because he's a willing passer. So he just likes to be a part of the game. And when he's a part of the game, you know, he'll take the right shot. So, you know, again, our responsibility is just to keep putting him in those positions because he can make his teammates better as well as go and get buckets.
I think you can almost tell in the voice of J.B. Bickerstaff the pride that this coaching staff has in Kevin Porter and how he's developed and just how, you know, he's been handled and how he has handled in turn his rookie season here in the NBA. It's been fun to watch him progress from drafted in the final slot of the first round to what we saw last night with that 30-point performance.
Yeah, I go back to Summer League. Again, you know, I went to Salt Lake City, and he didn't play. He was injured. Pre-draft workouts, he tweaked something. And even when we did watch him play around, he was so raw. And he just reminds me, like, he reminds me of, like, when you see nature videos of, like, a young horse that's just learning how to walk and gallop. That's what he reminds me of. He's awkward sometimes. He's silly sometimes. Sometimes in practice he'll trip and fall down. You know what I mean? He's just learning how good he's going to be. He's just figuring it out.
And the amazing thing is you mentioned the awkwardness, but I think that's part of his game. He does things that no other player does on the court. And I think that's the amazing. We get to watch him every night and every day in practice, but he dribbles the ball in a way that nobody else does, and he puts it between his leg behind, and then he fake. It's just amazing. It's hard to call because he does things that we haven't seen before.
You know what I didn't know he had? He's thrown some beautiful passes this year.
That to me
look passes.
Right, and again, these are instinctive things. These are things that he didn't, you know, he wasn't coached to do. This is instinctive for him.
Coming out of Southern Cal, you knew this kid could score. That to me is the biggest asset of his game that surprised me. His ability to pass, which has been on display really all season long. We're up against a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
The very thought of you.
After five sold-out world tours, he's back.
And I'm feeling good.
It's an evening with Michael Bublé.
Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. And
Friday, March 27th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Forever now.
Tickets are on sale now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com. A Beaver production.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
You've got the ring, now you need the rest. Find it all at the 12th annual Cleveland Bridal Show at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on Sunday, March 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Get great ideas and the best deals from over 50 local vendors. See some of the latest bridal styles during the fashion show at noon presented by Catan Fashion. Tickets are just $5 in advance at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com or by calling 216-420-0000.
Harry Styles.
Just stop you crying, it's a sign of the time.
Love on tour. Step into the light at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, July 15th, with special guest Jenny Lewis. Get tickets now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com. The brand new album, Fine Line, is available to stream and download now. For more, check hstyles.co.uk.
Want to win an authentic Cavs 2016 championship ring, one Cavs autographed item, a meet and greet with a Cavs legend, a $200 Team Shop gift card, round trip airfare to Cleveland for you and a friend, hotel accommodations for two nights, and two floor seats to the Cavs versus Lakers game on March 26th? For as little as a $10 donation, enter this nationwide contest at prizio.com/Cavs. The more you give, the more chances to win. Donate today, and this special commemorative ring from the Cavs championship could be yours.
We welcome you back on Cavs HQ. John Rafa and the inventor of Cavs.com, Joe Gabriel.
Fui a la discoteca a ver si me conseguía una fresca.
Do you know that song?
No.
A new Rubber Biscuit.
I have not known a single song in the second half of the show thus far. Great to have you with us. Cavaliers have won three of their last four, in big part because of the play of their bench. Rolf and I, Joe, were talking in the first half. The comebacks in D.C. and the comeback last night against Miami, those lineups had a couple of things in common. Three players, in fact, Tristan Thompson, Larry Nance, and Darius Garland, all part of both of those units on the comeback trail. And I think, you know, you look at last night, Cavs are down by 19 to open up the fourth quarter. You almost have the mindset, all right, and even J.B. Bickerstaff said it to his team, let's forget about the score, let's play this quarter, let's see what happens. And it started with Thompson and Nance working together, nice interior passing by the bigs. All of a sudden, it was a 6-0 run. Cavs are chipping away and in a position to get back in the game.
Yeah, I mean, like Tristan, just these last couple games, but, you know, throughout his career, and I go back to the NBA Finals, when Tristan brings the energy and brings it hard.
Which is every night.
Which is every night, but when he really, you know, and his play starts backing it up, the team reacts more than any other player, more than any other guard or any other player. When Tristan brings it and starts feeling that juice, the team reacts to him and things happen. You saw it last night. You saw it Friday night. You know, that's just the way, that's just what he is.
I love the way he responds to everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, Drummond comes in at the trade deadline. And does Tristan complain? Of course he doesn't complain. I mean, we've seen 9 seasons now, right? I mean, this is Tristan's 9th season. He's the most tenured Cavalier. Doesn't complain, you know, ever, really. What's best for the team is best for me. Starts, comes off the bench. His last 4 games have been some of the best of the season.
Yeah.
And that's saying a lot because he's been the most consistent Cavalier all season long.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about moping or whatever. I mean, the first game he comes off the bench, this is the longest tenured Cavalier. A world champion. First game he comes off the bench, he goes nuts. I think he had 27 points, 3-for-3 from 3-point
against
range.
Atlanta this game, game before the break.
Final
right?
game before the break. Again, not only does he not pout, he comes out and shows you, all right, I'll show you what I can do off the bench. I mean, this is the way a grown man and a team leader and a true NBA veteran does it.
Now, that's right. I mean, we talk about leadership, and that's all you need to say. Exactly what you said. That's how you lead a team. That's how you work and work by example and show the youngsters what it is to be an NBA. Right?
And another thing we haven't mentioned is the fact that the two victories also have in common, not only that the fourth quarter was, you know, Bickerstaff rolled the 5 that got him back, but in both games we had 7 players scoring in double figures.
Yeah, balanced.
Mm-hmm. And I think that the fact that you mentioned the sharing of the ball, the fact that everybody just taking what the defense is giving them, and everybody scoring. Garland has been having amazing games running the offense.
Poise. How about the poise last night? Made a couple of big baskets down the stretch. Didn't make mistakes. Was solid defensively.
Yeah.
I mean, look, he's a 20-year-old rookie, right?
Yeah.
Is this, you talk about growth? That's the goal. One of the big goals for the season. A game like this down the stretch. There's your 20-year-old right in the middle. Not only out there playing and playing well and being a part of the Cavalier comeback.
And oh, by the way, he also made history joining Colin Sexton as only the second player to score over 100 triples.
They hit 100 in their first season. So, right.
And I think the 119 that Colin has is in danger.
I think you might be right. That, to me, that's a you know, when Darius hit his 100th, if you would have asked most Cavs fans, all Cavs fans, whose record did he break? I bet you 95% of the people would have said Kyrie, right? I mean, you would have thought Kyrie would have
and
been
the
only
five
other
would have
one.
Been LeBron.
Kyrie Although if they would have thought LeBron wasn't exactly shooting threes.
Yeah, right. Kyrie wasn't even close to 100.
No, he wasn't. Right? Yeah. Wasn't it surprising? Yeah. I mean, remember Kyrie shot threes at 40% his rookie campaign. That would have been, that's the easy, obvious guess. But it was Colin Sexton the previous season. Before we, go out of this segment, we have to talk Larry Nance. I mean, we know about the versatility. We know about what he can do at both ends of the floor, but it seems that in this season, at this stage, he's really starting to shine. You know, I think that outside game of his, the confidence has finally risen to where it needs to be, that his game is becoming so much more complete, and he looks, to me, more comfortable in his skin than he's looked at any other point of his career.
Yeah, I mean, the key word you brought it up was confidence. And just that, I asked him last night in the locker room, What clicked late late January?
That was a great question.
Something clicked for him. It was obvious.
Just last night,
he
right?
went from kind of muddling through the season to all of a sudden being what he is, what you're seeing right now. And he said, "I took it on myself." And I mean, again, I hate to go back to Tristan, but this is the thing: he took it onto himself to change. Instead of saying, "Well, things aren't going my way and we're losing mm-hmm. and this and that," instead he said, "Okay. In my minutes, I'm going to do what I can do. I'm going to man up. I'm going to do my thing." And again, now that's, you know, you said it, John. That's leadership right there. I'm going to do it, and you guys will follow me. And that's what he did.
No question. A nice stretch for the Cavs coming up here at home over the next couple of weeks. We'll talk about that when we come back as we wrap things up on Cavs HQ.
Get to the newly transformed Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and light the land with your Cleveland Monsters. Exciting promotions, concession deals, and an unforgettable fan experience make Monsters hockey serious fun.
Saturday, February 29th at 1 p.m. is a Monsters Family Day presented by Castaway Bay as the first 2,000 kids aged 12 and under receive a Castaway Bay Day Pass.
For tickets, visit clevelandmonsters.com or visit any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Monsters hockey, light the land.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Cirque du Soleil explores a new Frozen playground in ways that defy all expectations. Discover the world of Crystal. Let yourself be amazed by Cirque du Soleil's very first on-ice experience. Playing June 24th through 28th at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Get your tickets for Crystal now at CirqueDuSoleil.com.
You've got the ring, now you need the rest. Find it all at the 12th annual Cleveland Bridal Show at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on Sunday, March 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Get great ideas and the best deals from over 50 local vendors. See some of the latest bridal styles during the fashion show at noon presented by Catan Fashion. Tickets are just $5 in advance at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com or by calling 216-420-0000.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
You hear a lot about the future of energy, everything from smart technology to a stronger power grid. It may sound complicated, but it's really just a brighter way to deliver what matters most to you. At First Energy, we know energy is important to your life. That's why we're working each and every day to bring you a brighter energy future. See all the bright ways we continue to put you first at firstenergycorp.com.
I know the J Mike song.
You yeah, what is this? Right now, baby, this is the first song I've recognized the entire show.
Marty Allen.
Yeah. Cavaliers will play, what do we have, 6 of their next 7.
At home.
Here in the friendly confines of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Cavs have won 3 of 4. Up next, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock tip, the Philadelphia 76ers, which beat the Hawks last night, 129-112. Joel Embiid scored 49 points and grabbed 14 rebounds. Should be fun, as Joel Embiid will be in the building tomorrow night.
Guy's a beast, man.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
This is another team.
No Ben Simmons, though.
Is he going to be a villain or a hero?
No Ben Simmons. This is another team, by the way. Good question if he'll be a hero or a villain.
And they stink away from home. So
yeah. I was just going to say Miami and Philadelphia are the teams with the biggest splits
yeah.
in terms of home record versus road record. Philadelphia really struggles away from home. Cavs, after playing New Orleans on Friday, have this coming up at home. Indy, Utah, Boston, Denver, Spurs. Should be fun. Get your tickets at Cavs.com. For Rafa, for Joe, I'm John. This is Cavs HQ.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Hey all, Jimmy Hanlon here. Cleveland winters can be brutal, but with these Rustic Grill restaurant promotions, you're sure to eat and drink well. Tuesday, $7 burger night is back. Wednesday, coin flip night. Order a drink, flip a coin, call it in the air. If you get it right, the drink is on the house. Every Thursday, we have 50-cent wings and drink specials. Friday is prime time with prime rib dinner specials. And don't forget, we have live music on Saturdays. Get out of the house, have some fun, and visit the Rustic Grill in Highland Heights.